We got a roll call. Gary?
Sharon?
Here.
Roger?
Here.
Roy?
Here.
Sue's not here and Tim's not here.
Okay, can we get an approval of the agenda as written?
I make a motion we approve the agenda as written.
I'll second it.
Okay, roll call.
Roger?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Okay, SDIS Board Practices Assessment presented by Rob Mills, SDO Counseling Services. You want to take over, Rob?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Because we have no idea what you might be doing with us tonight.
Well, I think I have an idea. So.
Be gentle.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm Rob Mills. I reside in Seal Rock up the coast. I'm a member of our little Seal Rock Water District Board. I'm formerly a member of the Board of Trustees, SDIS Trustees. I resigned from that about a year ago. And I'm a part-time consultant with SDAO doing these board practices assessments, which is what we'll be doing tonight. This is a consulting tool that you've requested. This is not a presentation that I make. This is not a training program. This is a honest-to-goodness self-assessment by a board. You're now about the 52nd board that I've done these with over the last 4 years, all kinds of districts, water, sewer, irrigation, vector control. Do you know what vector control is? Mosquito control?
Yeah.
Health districts, you name it. There are about 13 or 14 different types of districts, ranging in size from little three-person boards to very large, sophisticated organizations such as the Tualatin Valley Water District or Bend Parks and Recreation District, so quite a range. And over that period of time and with that much experience, we are pretty convinced that we have a consulting tool that really does help a special district board identify where on the scale of high risk, low risk it falls. There are some criteria that we're going to be following, and I'm going to engage you in a discussion. And the purpose of the discussion is to get you to reflect and talk about how you as a board see yourselves performing in six key performance areas that are covered in our format. Here's the format that we're going to be following. Let me pass those down, Roy. And take one and pass
Thank
it down.
Thank you.
Yeah, take one for yourself and pass it around.
There's more.
I think I need one.
Daniel, there's one for you.
One for Daniel.
One
for
the other.
There you
go.
Well, I prefer not to.
Okay.
Actually, this is a board exercise. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be snobbish about it. You are observers this evening. You're welcome to listen to the conversation, but these are the participants in the conversation. And since this is a self-reflection, I would just urge you to be as open and honest and candid as you can possibly be. It's for your benefit, this opportunity, which is unlike a normal board meeting where you're talking about business content. Tonight you're going to be talking about board processes. So you see on the simple little handout that we're going to follow, there are six what we call key performance areas. Two of them are on the first page. Board duties and responsibilities and operational compliance. And on the second page are the next four: budget and finance, customer relations, personnel administration, and policies and procedures. Under each of those is two or sometimes three subcategories, or what I call dimensions of those key performance areas. We're going to talk about each one of those, and I'm going to ask you as a board, after we've discussed a little bit on each one, to rate yourselves just using this very simple good, caution, danger rating scheme here. And as you're conversing about your rating on each of these and how you see yourselves functioning as a board, I'm going to be taking some notes. And the purpose, you don't have to take notes or fill this out. That's yours to use to track our conversation. But the notes that I'm going to be taking are the notes about your conversation that you're having, where you're explaining to yourselves how you see yourselves operating in each of these areas. And within a week following our meeting tonight, I'll send back to Gary, because he's my contact, a document that is a summary of the notes that I took and the ratings that you gave yourselves. But all of that is your stuff. That's not my stuff. This is not Rob rating or evaluating you or SDAO evaluating. This is you evaluating yourselves. And the purpose of that then is to identify strengths and weaknesses that you see in these key performance areas. And then obviously the thing after that is looking at areas of weakness, maybe developing some action plans to strengthen those areas, and certainly doing what you want to do as far as fortifying or even strengthening the areas of that are already strong. That comes later in the process. There is a follow-up to this. You get a 2% premium discount for doing this meeting this evening. 2% discount off your auto and general liability insurance premium.
Correct.
The expectation from SDAO that goes along with that is that, one, you will follow up at your next scheduled board meeting on the document that I send back to Gary, the summary document, and two, that you will have started to develop action plans about any of the recommendations that are included in that that document, or recommendations that you conclude on your own are needed.
Okay.
That would be the expectation. So there's a 60 and a 90 day follow-up, and that will be, I'll be doing that with Gary by email. So for right now, I'm going to lead you through a conversation. Again, I urge you to talk openly, honestly, candidly. And Danielle, I have a pretty good sense of time. I try to keep this to no more than 90 minutes.
Okay.
I have a pretty good sense of time, but if when we get to 15 minutes within 90 minutes, so that would be, what, about 6:45, I think, at this point?
Okay.
Tell me, you know,
okay.
Say, hey, Rob, 15, or Rob, be quiet. Or,
that'd be almost 2 hours into it. So about it'd be 6:15.
We started at 5.
Yeah.
And what time is
it'd
now?
It'd be 6:30. Would be 90 minutes.
It's about 5:15 now, or
it's 5:10.
So
yeah.
About 20 to 7, right? Would be the
about 20 after 6.
No, that would be 1 hour. I'm saying 90 minutes.
No, 90 minutes would be at 6:30. 5 o'clock.
6:40. Yeah. Right?
So 6:20 would be your warning.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about warning. I'm talking about end of night.
Yeah.
We'll get it.
Yeah.
I'll be out of your hair before too long. Okay.
I'll give you a warning.
Yeah, just say, hey, Rob.
We definitely need the time to rearrange the
stuff. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, any questions before we begin?
Roger.
All right.
Sharon?
No. I'm good.
All right.
Thank you.
So I'm looking at the first one, board duties and responsibilities. The first item under there is adherence to standards of good stewardship. The question to you is, as a board, how do you feel you are doing in terms of your stewardship responsibilities? You're entrusted by the public with being stewards of resources, equipment, buildings, facilities, personnel. The public has entrusted you with responsibilities to fulfill in your roles. All of that comes under the heading of stewardship. So talk a little bit about how you feel you are doing as stewards of the public trust.
Boy, I wish we had other two commissioners here.
Well, I think the way I see the stewardship part is our buildings, our infrastructure the way it is, that it's been really handicapped by our financial situation. But our manager, he is also new to our district, and he is kind of fell into, you know, quite a financial mess, but he is really change things around a lot. It's going to take more time, but as he has the funds available, he has been meeting as many needs as possible. And of course, he brings things to the board that is above what he's allowed to do, and we try to accommodate that to the best of our abilities here. I think sometimes we need to review things more, and we need to take more time to assess some of the situations that do come up. But it's just been so many things that's been introduced to our board at once that it's been really quite overwhelming, and hopefully.
When you say introduced at once, you mean with the arrival of a new manager, the change to a new manager?
Myself not being that old on the board and Gary being new, it's just that it was so many things brought to the board's attention that was lacking at our port as far as finances, things not being maintained. It's just huge. And it's like it all came in at once. And so there was a lot of things that had to be addressed immediately.
Okay. All right. Is this one person's view, or do others of you agree? We're just getting started.
Okay. Here is my take on it. I've been coming to these meetings since 95, so I've got a pretty long history of what's been on in the port. Since Gary's taken over, we came out of a turbulent time prior to July 1, when we hired interim and Gary took over. Since Gary's taken over the last three or four months, the culture has totally changed at the port. He was left with a total mess of stuff to catch up with. I do feel, I'll agree with Sharon, we've been trying to go through it a little too fast, even for me, and I spend a lot of time on it. But we're going in the right direction as board overall. There's some decisions been made that I don't agree with, but that's my opinion. But so far, overall, Gary and the board is doing a very good job of moving forward and trying to heal some wounds that were caused prior to Gary coming on board.
When you say wounds?
Well, the public didn't have a lot of trust in
previous manager. They were understanding the bad situation that had been developing, or is that what the public trust issue was about?
Our trust issue was how things were handled sometimes.
Okay.
Right now, everybody, I haven't had any complaints about Gary since Gary came on board.
Okay. Gary and even Danielle, you're welcome to participate as far as I'm concerned. So.
Okay. Yes, the comments from the public to me have been very positive. They respect that the way that the office respects them, so that when they bring something to the manager, whatever, the manager treats them with respect and handles their problems, and the staff does as well. They're overall, what I've heard, is good.
There's a lot of information being given out now that was not given out before. Very transparent to the public now, which wasn't going on for a long time. And I feel right now the public has a lot of trust in our management team at this time.
Rory, you've lived through this, right?
I have.
Comments?
I'm not sure if we're on the right track of stewardship here, what we're talking about, but I'll kind of go with it. A lot of the public trust has been a really big deal because of, over the past, I've been here 26 years, so I'll use 26 years as has been a problem because of the debt, and at present, I'll get this out. This present board in the past 2 years has become an amazing board working together towards stewardship of this port. This board, as all boards, you know, there'll be another board, and there'll be another board, and there'll be another board. So the boards keep inheriting these problems. So a year ago, Gary, you came on board? 10 months ago?
Well,
7.
I'm talking about managing the port, as manager.
Well, even when Ted was here, he was like giving me the reins. So
I'll give that credit.
It's kind of hard to tell, but I started in October. That's when my contract started. So it's
been 2 years.
I've been here over 2 years, almost 2.5 now, so total. But as manager, it's been like since October.
Right. So we finally have a manager who will inform the board daily. Weekly manager's reports come out every single week on the website to us as board members. So as far as this present board, we have the best opportunity for good stewardship that we've had in 20 years.
Wow, that's a big statement.
In 20 years.
Yeah. You feel that way too?
Yeah. Yes, I've watched this thing since 95. Been 98% meetings and watched it. This is the fourth manager since that time.
How long have you been on the board, Tim?
4 years.
Four years. Do you agree with what's being described?
I don't know anything before the 4 years. I was a novice to the board, but I would say that there's a night and day difference between our previous manager and current manager as far as transparency goes.
So, Gary?
What can you say?
What? I've learned what not to do. So,
the school of hard knocks.
But good stewardship for the public.
Yeah. It's just being transparent and giving the information to the board. I try to give the board the information to make the decisions. I'm trying not to make the decisions. Uh-huh. Unless the board tells me I can make a decision, then that's the only time I make a decision. But, yeah, I'm trying to give everything to the board.
Yeah. Can't say that all the decisions before were bad.
No.
Most cases we found out about it after it was in the paper or someplace like that.
The board found out about it.
Right. You weren't kept informed.
Or the board found out when we got the statement and says, where does money go?
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you've described progress that you feel more comfortable about. Just describe briefly to me what lies ahead as far as your stewardship challenges.
Well, we have to continue to find ways to, you know, to be more financially stable so that we can catch up with our payments and be able to fix our infrastructure, which has a lot of issues, not just because they weren't maintained, but because we've had quite a wet weather this year, and our port has taken quite a beating from that. And Gary has contacted different agencies and put things in place for these things to be taken care of, and he's diligently working on them, and
okay,
so we have a lot to look forward to that way.
Yeah, this port's going to be tied up with financial problems for probably for a long, long time. But one thing's going on: we have a plan now of what needs to be done to get ourselves back on our feet a little bit by rebuilding some of the infrastructure that got destroyed or was put in wrong. I think the public sees that the port is headed in a direction it needs to be, and well, a good deal was this auction we had. Get rid of, make it look like, instead of a junkyard down here, made it look like a port again. And I think the public overall has a lot of faith in what's going on at the port today. And I think they do see a future. You know, somebody asked me, what are you going to do? I said, I was here before, there's a port, so I guess we can build it again.
Okay.
People got to work and inch pennies and not do things that aren't real financially smart.
Yeah, because we do have a lot of tourism here.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, our port is a very viable, main, important thing to them as well as our community.
Okay. All right. So, overall, on the simple rating scheme there, how would you rate yourselves as a board in terms of stewardship?
Say good.
You would give it a good?
Yes, I would. For this board, current, right now.
Current.
I would rate her low good, high caution.
Okay, somewhere in between then, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I believe we're in between.
Green,
just in between.
In between?
Yes.
A modified good, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we've had so many things to work on, and we still have so many things ahead to work on, and we're getting there.
Yeah. Gary and Tim, a thought on where you fall on the rating scheme?
I'll let Tim go first.
Well, if we're talking about May 16th, I'd say good. We certainly have a much better understanding of the finances and what we have to do to improve. I didn't mention this too much before, but somehow we have to, I think we're much better graces as far as the IFA. And that was a huge challenge when I came aboard. Not that I had anything to do with it, but I think it's a much more comfortable situation, and without IFA, we have lots of financial problems to deal with.
IFA, I'm not familiar with.
Am I using the wrong words?
No, IFA is it's a business organ. It's the
infrastructure.
We want to pay a lot of money.
It's the organ bank.
Yeah, they allow. Because they have loans and stuff.
Well, is it a measure of credit worthiness, or what are you talking about?
Lending institution from the state.
Right.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. And the availability of help from them, is that what you're referring to?
They don't give us any more help. They've already helped us in the past, and we're in so much debt with the state. That's why we're in trouble.
Okay.
I think that there's more money to be had from them, but that's...
Okay.
Yeah. But if you don't know what IFA is, then I'm surprised.
Well, I work with a lot of different types of districts, and I don't know a lot.
Well, our tsunami didn't help our situation down here.
It helped us tremendously.
Okay. Well, it helped fix some things, but it caused our loan to get behind.
We're looking for another tsunami.
Okay.
We didn't get our rating from Tim.
He said good.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Okay, let's move on to the next subcategory there. Demonstration of good governance practices. What this is referring to is the internal management of the port as a board. How do you see yourselves overseeing the overall operation of the port, governance of the port?
Our manager does that.
Your manager does that, certainly.
Yes.
How comfortable are you as a board?
I'm good with it.
And for reasons probably already stated.
Exactly. Transparency. I mean, he notifies us on everything. If anything comes up that he deals with, like dredging or anything, like he sends us the information right away and for us to review, and keeps us very well informed.
Okay.
You know, not only are we informed as a board, the public's informed by this management report every week that's on the website. And that is a big deal.
That's the first.
It's the best thing. And the public has a lot more trust today in the port than they did a year ago.
Okay.
Tremendous more.
Okay. You have how many employees, Gary?
Eight.
I had nine.
On the ninth one. But employees are under me. Yeah.
Okay.
I got eight employees.
Okay.
I got three office and four in the field. We're open 7 days a week. The office isn't, but the field is. So,
very, very short.
Yeah, we don't have enough employees to keep the port maintained properly. But that's the way we are because we're basically broke. We just don't have the funds.
Is that number of employees down from?
Oh yeah,
from the past.
Well, from
24,
from a year and a half ago, we had 14. So we're down five from there. And then when you go back further, if you go back to 2005, they had 48 employees here.
Yeah. What date?
48.
2005.
Yeah.
My gosh.
So that was in the summertime when they had all their people, that part-time guys. But then I think, when you know, winter time, whatever, they had somewhere in the 20 to 30 employees. So their payroll was $2 million, and we're in the 600,000 range now.
Okay.
So I mean, we have to live that way because we owe so much money to the state. Uh-huh. There's no way right now. There's no way to do it that we're doing it. I mean, there's no options unless somebody wants to donate a lot of money to the port.
My take on this, we got a ship, and we're still weaving a little bit, but we just need to get the rudder straight now. We've come from this, but now we're just a little bit off course, and we're headed the right direction. Okay. That's my take on this.
That's well put.
All
right.
Yeah.
So, and we're getting there.
All right.
And Gary has a plan on paper. He has a definite plan for this port on paper, written. And he's implementing it.
Spells out where you are and where you need to get to, and
that is correct.
How you're going to get there.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a list of everything that needs to be taken care of and prioritized it, and how it needs to be, what needs to be addressed first.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of like the short term. I have a 2-week schedule. We keep track of what we're trying to do, get accomplished. But then I have a longer schedule for the bigger stuff that we don't have the funds for, but years coming down the line, we'll have the funds and whatnot to fix the bigger stuff.
Okay.
We're probably, I need like $6 million to $7 million to fix the infrastructure here.
That's down from $10 million before.
Yeah. I'm being conservative.
Okay. So governance also includes relationships amongst the board members. How do you see yourselves functioning as a board? Relationships around the table and
presently?
Yeah, that would be part of governance.
Absolutely, and I would say good.
Okay.
I would say in the last 2 years, like I said, this board has done amazing stuff with amazing hurdles.
We do agree to disagree once in a while.
Well, yes. that goes with the territory. But people still come to the table, is that true?
Well, that's not
yes.
a problem.
That's not a problem.
We come to the table, all right.
Okay, all right. Normally, do you have public in attendance at your board meetings then?
Yes.
Okay, and you would expect public to be here for the business part of your meeting tonight then?
Oh,
correct.
Yes. There's 40, sometimes 40, 50 people.
Are there really?
Oh, yeah.
Let's average about 30.
No kidding.
Yes.
that's exceptional.
They take a strong interest in the board.
We have some big meetings.
Do you welcome that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. So, we very much welcome that. We want them to come here so they can hear the facts. Absolutely, we want them here.
Okay. So Demonstration of good governance practices, how would you rate that?
Good.
Okay.
Good.
I would say overall good also.
All right. Let's move on to the second key performance area then. Operational compliance. The first item there is overall regulatory compliance. As a board, in your position of overseeing, how comfortable are you with your overall operational compliance? Compliance with the rules, laws, regulations, protocols, expectations, standards, all of that stuff that impacts a port.
I'm good with it.
I think we do good.
Well, can you say a little bit more about why you would say good on that? What makes you say good?
Well,
but
go ahead.
You by
go
some ahead. Of the things that have been accomplished in the past 2 years, we'll say 2 years, I can look back and give this board a good rating on that due to leases, 18 leases getting straightened out. Land infringement troubles getting worked out. Safety issues being brought to the board and decisions being made. Financial decisions being brought to the. In other words, the board has made a ton of decisions in the past 2 years. Prior to that, say 6 years, our agendas were just about zero, and we had zero information to even make an agenda happen. Our finances were so bad, we couldn't even give a financial report.
Uh-huh.
So this board had, well, Roger said earlier, We've had a meeting here not long ago that Roger just like, wow, let's slow down here. We've got so much on these agendas, but there's so much to put on them to get something moving here. So now we backed off and we've numbered the agenda to one or two or three items. But I think at this point we can do that because we got forward momentum rolling. This. Gary uses his board. Gary stays out of the boxing ring. He doesn't want to get beat up. He brings everything to the board and he manages the port. All right, what? Getting somewhere there?
Well, right, but he's also written, had his right resolutions that
yes,
never existed.
Yes, good point,
he
Sharon.
Has absolutely. Also, he has also set rates and things that and, you know, made them a standard. So when people come into the office, it's not like, oh, I know you, and this is how much it's going to be for you, and this is what it's going to be. If you, no matter who you are, you come in, he has a standard that he uses for anything you need to either rent, lease, or whatever in our port.
And that's different than in the past?
Yes.
Oh, this, what went on for a while around here was almost unconscionable for a board to put up with. Of not having stuff done on a timely manner. I mean, my God, there are 17 leases weren't up to date. We're trying to work through stuff. Then we discovered that, we've discovered some stuff is unbelievable.
Some people didn't have a lease.
Well, some people didn't have, but what I'm seeing, there's stuff that Gary's dug up, and he's a real researcher and very thorough on it. This
our accounting system
port has done so much in the last 6 months or 7 months to straighten itself out and become a working entity. It's unbelievable.
When you say regulatory, are you talking about regulating the port as opposed to regulating the overall regulatory compliance? I would take that. States looking at us from a hierarchy thing, not us looking at our customers.
That would be a part of it. Yeah, the state looking at you, the state and whatever other entities look at you and regulate.
So as far as I know,
DEQ and
I don't know any of them.
Okay.
I have very little knowledge other than we're not getting much compliance issues with whoever those people are.
And you know that because your manager is taking care of them, is that right?
Because he would tell us if we were getting
okay.
it.
Okay, and that's...
But I don't know what
that's
those...
That's the role of a board, yeah.
Well, I don't know. He might not be telling us.
Well...
I don't know that.
That would be the role of the board to find out if he's telling you too.
Where's the book on regulatory compliance?
I don't think there is one single book on regulatory compliance.
Well, you got different agencies. You got DEQ, you got sure. OSHA, IFA probably, and call because they're part of the accounting part of it.
SDAO.
SDAO, but there's a lot of different agencies. Corps of Engineers, the Fish and Wildlife.
ODMW.
Yeah, you just go on and on.
Yes. I think we've become comfortable that Gary's doing it and we're not worrying about it too much. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. we get challenged very little.
Well, you also got to remember we're pretty isolated from the big cities. So if bad things happen, they'll be down here, you know what. So remember the issue with the diesel lines, the mm-hmm. gas lines. If we had a big spill, every agency would have been here. And they would have been looking at everything, but
the other thing you do have the Coast Guard watching over your son.
Oh yeah, you do. So I think that's what he means by regulatory stuff. It's all those agencies, how we're dealing with them, and
that's
how
right.
we're
that's right.
interacting with,
that's
with
right.
them, right?
And what's your assessment then?
To me. That is almost like a full-time job for one other person. The port manager, I'm referring to myself, I'm only one guy and overseeing the entire port. I don't have any supervisors or anything else. So I'm taking care of all the decisions, daily decisions of what's going on as well. So I don't know if I call myself in a good situation or a rating, because there's so much that needs to be done and reviewed and covered. I mean, I came from a culture that we had, a safety guy on the job site, we have a superintendent on the job site, we have engineers, we have foremen. So the structure, we had a lot of people covering different things. And coming here, I have just me. So, anyways. If I put an assessment on here, I would be in the caution range, because there's so much regulatory stuff.
Thanks for your candor. Yeah. Thanks for your candor.
Right.
You're the one that knows most about it. So.
Yeah.
I would say, because we're so far behind on a lot of stuff we need to get done, paperwork and stuff like that, it's just, it was such a tremendous hole to dig out of.
Well, you got to remember too, DEQ has already been here for our fish station. They want us to do something with their drainage, and that's one issue. I know they're going to be coming after us on the boatyard at some point, so there's going to be more regulatory stuff for storm drain water and all that kind of stuff. And I've been warned that DEQ is changing their rules and regulations, so it's coming, and that stuff isn't cheap. So that's just another thing that it's got to be looked at. So if we're proactive on it, it's going to be better instead of reactive. So,
given that context that you're talking about, you're basically saying we've got work to do in the area of compliance, and probably who doesn't
right.
among special districts. But when you need help from your board, do you get it? On compliance issues?
No, we haven't really had that hurdle
okay.
yet.
It hasn't been tested.
Yeah.
All right. Would the board give him the
Absolutely.
Help? Okay. That's my point.
Nice. Absolutely. This board would.
Okay.
Depends on whether it costs more than a dollar.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, too.
There's so many things that cost money. I mean, right now, tonight, we're going to have an issue about our sewer system. You know, it's these things are not cheap, and we just don't have the funds. A lot of things we just don't have the funds for. Uh-huh. So we have to pick and choose as to what we can get done first. So, yeah, it's
all right.
I think in that aspect we're in a good range. Just
in what
in a good rating as to the board interacting with me on the regulatory compliance.
But I'm also hearing that there is work to be done in the area of compliance, and you're learning as you go.
Okay. Yep.
All right, so as long as we've got you engaged on this, Gary, the next item is timeliness of compliance reporting. Talk a little bit about, on behalf of the board, how you stand in terms of timeliness on compliance reporting.
I think we're on time. What's good is the regulatory agencies that want the reporting, they give me a heads up when it needs to be done. So,
do you have a different take on it, Roger? Huh?
There isn't a whole lot of reporting that we got to be doing. I mean, the ice house at one time, we're still running it. We have ammonia reports. I mean, that's just the yearly thing. They send that stuff out 2 months in advance, and you just fill out a form and send it back.
Okay.
Then there's permits. So far, everything's been running smooth that way.
There hasn't been any red tags yet.
I'm sorry?
There haven't been any red tags yet to shut us down, so we must be doing okay.
That's the test, huh? No red tags. All right. Any particular compliance report hanging out there that spells trouble in the near future that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's your reaction, Ron?
Reporting and repairs are two different things. So I'm just talking about our infrastructure, how we're being pounded by some agencies on that, and then reporting back to them, and that's all been done very timely.
Yeah.
So, I think that's all very good.
Okay.
Not that anything's been done, but the reporting back and forth has been done.
And then the third part of that is potential compliance challenges hanging out there, closely related to it, but. How would you describe, as a board, the challenges that you face as far as compliance?
Compliance as in what?
The same thing we're talking about, the rules, regulations, any particular big challenge facing you other than keeping up with the day-to-day normal stuff that I'm...
Absolutely, absolutely. Well,
I think there can be a very large challenge coming down from the boat yard area. Someday in the future.
Yeah.
From old
grease and oil and stuff like that.
It's coming.
Yeah. That's if there's one here, it'd be that one.
Say more about that.
Because of the soil.
The contamination. The practices that were over the years in the boatyard out here, over the old lead paint, stuff that come off the boats, things like that. The paint, it's been shipped off out there that wasn't taken care of properly, probably oil spill, oil. There's lots of things in that ground out there. I wouldn't want to be hopeless there.
Yeah, it's a soil contamination.
Soil contamination in the boatyard area.
And you expect to hear about that from?
Oh, environmentally, you bet.
Maybe not, but I'd say someday. Mm-hmm.
Comment, Gary?
No, because I don't know what went on before I got here, so I can't really comment on that. Someone had to do a soil test to find out what we actually got. So
60 years of
the Port Basin had that boatyard had been here since 1974 or something.
Okay, 1974. I only came here in 1979, so I don't know. It was there when I got here.
Okay, can we move on then to the next page? Budget and finance is the next key performance area. I'd like to hear you, as a board, reflect on budgeting to meet needs. I understand at this point that, the finances are a huge issue. But talk, if you would, please, about your ability, even in these circumstances, to, with some degree of consistency, budget to meet annual needs. How is the budgeting process working for you?
I think it's done very well. For what he's had to work with the board, what the budget committee's had to work with, I think it's been very well.
I've watched the budget, and I was in the budget committee before I became a commissioner for a couple of years. I've watched it over the years. And I can say one thing, this year's budget was probably as well put together as any budget I've seen since I've been here. It's a reasonable budget, it's not a pie in the sky budget. And I'm hoping we can beat the numbers that was put on there for our income this year. I think we probably can. It was a pretty tight budget. It was pretty well put. It was very well put together.
Is that a different than in the past? I take it, Roger. Right.
Yes, there was a lot of pie in the sky.
Uh-huh. Well, no, that is a totally different format. What we had before, it was like one big pile on one page, two pages. Now it's a little broken up. It's more detailed. It's more explained of every business activities that we have here. So I try to make it really self-explanatory for anybody that can read it.
Does that start with you, the budgeting process, then?
Yeah, the board. They'd like me to be the budget officer as well, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
the last 2 years I've had my hands in the budget, so I've taken it from.
But this year you were the boss.
Yes.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
Okay? There's no saying that. You weren't influenced by anybody higher above you.
That's true.
So you're the one that's responsible then for providing the amount of detail and.
Yes.
Precision that exists as compared to previous years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Which
I don't know. We didn't follow the budget before, so it's only been the last couple of years we've actually kind of watched it.
Particularly this year's been the best. Mm-hmm.
Before we made a budget, but it didn't mean anything. But I said, I don't think it did. I would.
Yeah, I don't agree with you, Tim. I totally agree with you.
That's probably not a fair statement. Because I don't know.
Anything you want to add then to this?
What?
Anything you want to add to this?
Yeah. I know on this coming fiscal year, we've got our accounting, I think, going the right direction. Mm-hmm. We're going to have, by the first time since I've been here, it's 2.5 years, that we're going to have a budget compared to our actuals as we go along through the year. And we can actually see where we're comparing to the budget. In the last 2 years, it's just impossible the way we had our accounting to do it.
Hey, tonight at the meeting, I have no questions on our financial for probably one of the few times in my history of being on this board. And that's rare for me not to
have. A sharp difference from the past, huh?
Oh, every meeting.
But Gary's staff spent a lot of time, months they spent getting the accounting set up.
The financials are
fund accounting. He's got his funds set now. It's not just, you couldn't figure it out before.
I'm puzzled by something, which you talk very, very vividly about how things have changed so much, and a lot of credit apparently is given to Gary. But what was going on around the table that
I don't know.
In previous years.
I'll
that
over here.
Frustration.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Stress.
Yeah.
Anger.
But was it dissension amongst the board members that let things...
I think the board held together fairly well, myself, under the circumstances that is and the paths is being led down. I think the board actually held together. We were lucky enough to, when one of our board members resigned, we were lucky enough to get another board member appointed that was reasonable, that being Sharon, to work with. And we just kind of, we've held together. Nobody's quit. You know, we, like Roger said, we've bumped heads several times. But since it's been a management change.
We had this board has been a split board a lot. Over the years, and we've come together now because of management change. You know, we went from manager, he told us what we wanted to hear. I'll go back in just a little bit more.
Yeah,
forward.
Thank you.
Then we went to an interim manager that was a little rough around the edges once in a while, and we went to another one, then we went to another one, then we went to Gary. And Gary's the best damn one we've had. And because we and the financials were so screwy, I didn't trust any of them. I trust all the financials now.
Yep. And by the way, did you see the receivables are down to almost zero?
Yes.
Yeah. Last week we were down to zero. Not the receivables, the accounts payable.
Accounts
payable.
Accounts payable. We finally got. It's taken 2.5 years to get to that point.
Yeah. I mean, there was the thing was so fouled up when he took over. It was unbelievable.
Did you know that things were fouled up at
yes.
the time?
Yes.
Yes.
There's a systemic problem in the state. We can't meet as a group. We can't meet with more than with less in a quorum. We have to have an open meeting, and that's a state problem. More manifests itself in the county, which they have three people. Three people can't manage their operation because they can't meet together.
Right.
And it's a state problem. Now, there's good parts and bad parts about having open meetings, but the bad part is we can't have meetings like this. We can't talk about important subjects, and when you have a manager who doesn't want to share it, it's even worse. Now, we have a manager who happens to want to share that and help with decisions, but if it goes back to another manager who goes the other direction, there's not a whole lot the board can do. We are other than fire the manager and hope for some new deal, but it's a state problem.
You call it the state?
State of Oregon's open law problem.
I see.
A open meeting. Serious handicap on operations. It has the advantage of open meetings because it does let it out, but it disadvantages the group of people who are trying to manage the organization have to do everything in the open, and that's very hard politically to do all the time. So I think until the state changes their management, changes the open law rule and makes it less fixed, less stringent, boards like this can't function. And certainly boards of three people, there's no chance they can function properly.
Were you doing performance reviews on your previous managers? Formal performance reviews?
Yes.
Huh?
We did them.
We did two on the one, and we started to do another one. Yeah. We never got the second one done.
The meeting I was at, the last manager, you guys had him do his own to report it to you.
Yeah. In this same category, sound financial practice, I think we're on the right damn track. And I don't think we got any problems with it right now. I feel we've spent a lot of money and time getting to the place where we can trust the books, we can trust the people doing the books.
Exactly.
And that's been a big change over a period of time. And we just have to move forward from where we are.
Okay.
We can't look backwards.
Nope.
Backwards is history. It needs to be written and read and learned from.
Okay. All right. Customer relations. Management of service problems.
Rate improvement.
Our customer relationships at this port until Gary took over were
indescribable,
horrible.
As far as
unbelievable.
It's
to, even to the board. This wasn't the customers. The board is not treated very well either.
By
arguing. So it wasn't on the board.
We would agree a customer relationship, and both those two boxes are good today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We can put good there.
Yes.
And what tells you it's good today? What kind of thing?
Ask anybody who walks in the port office today. They're greeted with a smile, and they're pleasant, and they get things done. We're not having five people in here every meeting bitching about the port office and what went on around the port. I mean, we used to have spend an hour in a meeting almost hearing about the complaints.
Yes.
I mean, it's...
I was in one of our lease attendants' office and just checking in, and she said, Gary right away got her roof fixed, and she goes, oh, he's just a blessing to our port. These are the things I hear, and from the fishermen that I fish with, they're all happy how they're treated now. They were mistreated before. They were verbally mistreated a lot, and so that has improved.
Danielle's worked under both plants.
You know, my saying all years I was running plants was, if I'm having trouble with my plant, I go look in the mirror because I'm the boss. And the boss here was not very easy to get along with. Okay. That's what I get along with. Sometimes
So much improved then, is the way you described it.
The board did well in changing things, yes.
Okay. Next
180 degree shift in this area.
Okay. Next category is personnel administration. From the board's perspective, how do you see staff morale and work climate for employees?
Good.
They seem,
today, good.
They seem happy when I come in the office.
It's not a management by, used to be a management style of intimidation and threats. That's not anymore.
And changing staff constantly.
He, last manager fired more people in 8 years he's here than I did my whole career of running plants.
So turnover is down considerably.
There hasn't been any since I've been on the board.
I wish we'd have about 10 more people to help us get this thing going, but we'll get there.
Tim, you're saying something?
No, it's just there has been a little turnover, not much.
Okay. Along with that, the next category is management of employee performance. Specifically, this is talking about getting at performance reviews. Talk as a board about the performance review system that you have or follow. Or
we only manage one employer. Okay. And we do have performance on that person, I think, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
So, and we're not really involved in what's underneath that, so
right.
I don't think that that's...
So what is the performance review system then that you use with Gary?
We haven't done one yet because we're waiting on the first year anniversary yet.
Right.
But we do have a standard form
right.
that each commissioner fills out. And the manager gets to fill out one himself on himself. Then it's all rated on a number system.
Gary, I'm just going to ask this question now. This is to Gary. Have we done any performance review on any of the employees yet since you've been here?
Since I've been here? No.
Okay.
But
he was just mentioning that yesterday.
Yeah, actually I got a form because I want to do an employee evaluation for the new fiscal year coming up, so we're gonna be doing one next within a month with all the employees, and me, not with the board, just me and the employees.
So you have a format that you're gonna be using with your employees.
Correct.
Okay. Have they had a performance review as far as you know? Not
no.
by you, but
no,
by
in the
anybody
past,
in
no.
In recent history. In
well, ever since I've been here, there was never one done.
I don't think there's ever been one.
Danielle, you've been here 2 years.
Mm-hmm. I've never had one.
Okay.
I know I've had employees coming to me for long times wondering what the procedure is to get a raise or get a performance done. It hasn't existed in a good 9 years, for sure. 9 years it hasn't existed.
It's also a problem. You probably can't give them a raise.
Mm-hmm. For me?
It's hard to do that and not be able to give raises. That's hard.
Right, but at least there needs to be an evaluation process.
Because A1?
No, I just got a simple one off the website.
Well, there's a pretty simple one for our employees on the one. And the budget committee did allow 5% extra from, he'd already budgeted a cost of living, but we did give him some extra money to give his employees that he felt was doing an excellent, outstanding job. It also allowed us as a board to give him more than the little raise. Uh-huh. So there was a little bit of money put in the budget to help the people a little bit because of reviews.
Okay. Nice. They need to be recognized if they're going beyond what is required, then they should be recognized for that. We'd like to keep them.
Yeah.
You can't afford to lose any of them.
Okay. I'm getting the impression that you feel like things are in good shape as far as your intentions regarding performance reviews, although the past is the past, right?
The past is the past.
Okay.
Yep.
The next item there is alignment of positions with work assignments. This is talking about position descriptions and do they match the work that's actually being done. Gary, this kind of falls to you. Talk a little bit about alignment of position descriptions and work being done.
We don't have anything written for assignments for our employees. That was something that when Don Mann was here, the interim manager, and I were working on something, or working on a lot. And it's just another overwhelming thing to get done with everything else going on. So that's actually on my list of things that get done.
It's not a very important one, right?
No, it isn't, because it's nice to have these descriptions down for each employee for what they need to be looking at, what they need to get done. So,
Gary was so in few employees, they got to do whatever you got to do to keep the damn thing running. So it doesn't matter assignments. If, if you tell Brent to go clean the bathroom, that's what Brandy's
going to do. That's the problem. We have so few employees, everybody's doing everything. So it's really hard to make an assignment because everybody's doing everything. Danielle's doing like 20 jobs. I mean, it's just the way it is because we don't have the manpower to actually break up the assignments.
We have spreadsheets that's clearly breaking it up. You have a spreadsheet that you do weekly.
What are you talking about?
Work tasks.
Yeah.
Which is same thing, just.
Yeah, but the way I read this is you have designated things that the employee's doing, like he's doing, the landscaping. He's the responsible things that you want the employee to do. So I think that's what you're looking for.
Uh-huh. Mm. That is a very low priority in my book.
Yeah, it doesn't exist here right now.
They all have to multitask.
It's more of an issue when you're hiring people. Tell them what they're going to do.
All right. Finally, policies and procedures. As a board, talk a little bit about the overall condition of policies and procedures.
We've just started recently.
Closed meeting because I have someone wanting to come in.
I couldn't get the door to be unlocked, so they can come in.
Okay, I'll lock it. Or do you need the door shut now?
No, you can leave it unlocked.
That's been a priority of Gary's. We've ran into several problems where we go to the policies and procedures and there's not a policy there. Like recently we've done liveaboard policies, we've done, oh my God, a half a dozen at least recently new policies that actually, if someone infractures a rule, we actually have a policy now in place for that. So you know, if I was rating this, that would be a caution for me, because there are so many policies or so many situations where if there were a policy, a specific niche policy.
And it's missing.
They're missing.
Yeah.
They're missing, yes.
Yeah.
So Gary has been working amongst all the other stuff that he's been put on his lap, trying to get some policies in place so that the port can actually govern and enforce its ordinances.
Okay.
There's a lot of ordinances with no policies behind them.
So it sort of fits the pattern of a lot of the past that you've described.
Correct.
Which is things have fallen by the wayside.
Correct.
With the succession of managers and
neglect. They hadn't been addressed.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Gary, did you want to say anything?
Yeah. The board already knows, because we talked about it in several meetings, that we have policies and procedures in our office that we currently use that the board, as far as I know, never seen or never approved. So we're working through that. We got, like tonight, we got the mortgage license agreement. I think we're there to get it done and have a resolution made for that. So, but there's like 5 or 6 other policies and procedures that we want to get done, but it's just a matter of time getting it done.
You know, some of the things he's finding they were put in place in the 90s.
Yeah.
And haven't been updated.
Well, some of them were just drafts, but they never got signed. So maybe someone just didn't, or maybe they just didn't follow through and did the right paperwork, but now we don't have any documentation that it was ever approved. So I'm just going through and making sure everything's done and that, you know, T's are crossed and I's are dotted. So it's just a matter.
They're made to exist, period.
Yeah.
Some didn't. I don't think some of them existed, and they were still outdated. You know, I look at, we're gaining slowly, but there's more important things sometimes than writing a new policy or updating. But we're gaining, and some of it has to be looked at because times have changed.
Policies are a classic example. They're always needing to be reviewed and updated, and that's things on.
I think one of the first things I did is our employee packet. Is that how many years old?
Yeah, the handbook.
14, wasn't it?
20.
Employee handbook.
Yes. 1997 was the last time it was updated. So that was like one of the very first things I made sure we get. We got updated SDAO handbook. But at the same time, the safety program is 20 some odd years old. That's another thing on the list.
So speaking of SDAO, do you feel as a board you're getting the support that you need from SDAO? Are there things that you would like to?
My opinion, I don't think we've asked enough of them for what we. Sometimes I think
you've not asked.
I think because of previous people in places in management here. They did not try to rely on the SDOA like they should have. I think now with Gary and the board that's involved here, you know, I got George's number on my phone.
Good.
Okay. We can call.
Good.
We felt we were welcome to call.
Good.
Before, I don't think we felt we were welcome.
Really?
Think.
Okay.
Well, I think it was the culture that was put out by management, not the board.
Your management.
Previous management.
Yeah.
I think the board is very, very comfortable now asking SDOA for help. I think there's a lot more help they can give us, like just like you being here today, George coming down here another month or so as a new committee, new people throughout the area get involved. I just don't think we've used them like we should have.
Okay. All right.
But what we have used them, I feel they've called us back. They've done research for us. Mm-hmm. They've
been responsive.
Yes, sir. They have
very responsive.
Yes, sir. They have very active, very responsive.
Good.
Okay. I called one Sunday night to George. One Sunday night, I'd expect to leave a voicemail for him. 5 minutes later, he called me back. And I said, George, it's Sunday night, 8:00.
Yeah.
You know. No, it's not. I've never had him not call me back. I've never had anybody in the SDO not. You know, you ask a question, was legal counsel, something that always been very responsive.
Okay. All right. I'm ready to wrap this up. If you are, do you want? Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about? The items that we've been covering here.
On the SDAO part of it, when I first got here, I'm not sure when the last time the risk management side was here, but when I asked them to come out here, they were telling me that they were never welcome to see the true nature of what was going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So when I brought them out here just several months ago, I was like, you're going to see everything. So
that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
And they're very receptive to it.
Right.
SDAO did not feel welcome here, is what you're saying.
That's the comment I got. Yeah.
We need to lean on the
question. Yeah. Okay.
They got the answers we don't have on a lot of things, and we need to utilize them as much as we can. Even if sometimes it costs a little bit of money that we need, because they have the answers, because they haven't heard it all before.
Yeah. All right, so you've, I think, been fairly candid, and I don't know how easy that is to talk as you've talked, but I appreciate your, what appears to me to be candor anyway. What is your hope? What do you hope for from this point on? Something keeps you here? What do you see for the future?
Well, I know that FEMA, because Gary's been working with them, is going to come in and help with our dock situation.
Okay.
And he also has been working with our legislatures and stuff on a bond that's in the Ways and Means right now. Yes. And so that will help with our infrastructure if we, you know, if it gets passed. But he and his staff and some of the commissioners here have made effort to be sure they go to Salem and meet with these legislatures and, present our side and make our appearance there. And so they, know that we're serious here.
You're putting yourselves out there.
Yes.
Okay.
They're very active with this, and because this is what's going to help us really get on our feet.
Okay.
This is the biggest contested race in the counties for commissioner race. Six candidates, three positions.
Say that again, I missed that.
Of all the races for the special districts this month, this year in the county, This one's the most highly contested race.
Oh, it is, for the commissioner position.
There's three positions,
uh-huh.
And there's six candidates.
So what is?
That means people care.
Okay. That's what I was asking.
People want to be involved.
Uh-huh.
And also, Gary attended the dredging meeting up in Salem, and they hadn't even seen anybody from our area here before.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's quite an improvement.
So things are moving, you're reaching out.
Yes, and we're serious.
Looking for resources. And
we want our port to succeed.
Of course. Okay.
And the town, the people really rely on the tourism here, and it's a very viable, important thing here. And if we don't maintain what we have here, we're not going to have that.
Yeah. Okay. Roy, anything you want to add? Thoughts?
I would hope, my wish, is we have an election going on right now, and I hope that after this election, that this board can continue to be a working, functional board, intact, not split. We'll find out tonight at 8:00 or thereafter a little bit.
Yeah.
And I hope we can, continue in the direction that we're going without disruption in the path that Gary's got set, that this commission here tonight is following. So I'm hoping, you know, that we can all just take off and continue where we're at now, even better so.
Okay.
So I'm confident that we're going to be just fine. And like Roger said, it's been the most people I've seen run for a single race for the Port Board in a long time. And I think it has to do with Gary again. He's got some good direction, and I think some people want to, you know, be on that bandwagon of success. The sport's going to turn around.
Yeah, well, they only been dumb enough to run the last time around.
Yeah, it's definitely going to turn around for the better.
So we've got, no matter what happens, we'll move on, right? I got 2 more years apiece.
Yeah.
Tim, anything you want to add?
Nope. How much did this cost us? Curiosity.
What's that?
How much did this cost us?
This, me being here? Yeah. It's a free service by SDAO, Tim.
Tim Sappy.
We're going to miss you, Tim.
are you leaving the board?
Yeah.
Tim has been a big success in the past couple of years. Of our accounting system, our computer systems, all kind of stuff in our office. Tim has really jumped in and helped straighten out. He'll be missed. He's been a good commissioner.
Financials back for a while.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I really.
All right, Danielle's giving me the high sign.
Well, I thank you for coming.
Well, yes. My pleasure. I hope this is helpful, I hope it's helpful. I'll get a summary to you, and keep picking George's brain. I mean, you've used some wonderful resources. George, Don Mann, for gosh sakes. Look at all he's been through with Port business. That's a wonderful brain to pick, I think. So keep using SDO resources. They're available, and people are willing to. That was your copy to follow along. I'll be sending you a summary on that of the conversation we've had. All right.
Thank you all.
Make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Well, we don't have any public comments, so.
I know.
Yeah.